If you have a korban hegdish that you are chayiv, if something happens to it, you're going to have to bring another one. Like in the case where you said harei olai, if it's harei olai, means you have to bring a korban eila now. No matter what happens to this animal, if it gets stolen, you have to bring another one. So kodshim that you are chayiv achrusan. Then Rav Shimon said yesh le'minor. If you do a sale with it, you sell it and you jip the person more than a sixth or a sixth, it has a lochav einor. But v'shein a chayiv achrusan. If the korban, the hegdish, is not chayiv b'chrusan, he just said harei zu korban. If he gets lost, you don't have to buy another one. Then ein lem I know. Then that's called shakotchim. There's no pasha I know. If you sell it and you charge more than a sixth, still the sale takes place. Tana b'don like this. Tana learned kaimed Rav Yitzchak bar Abba in front of Rav Yitzchak bar Abba like this. Kodoshim shechayiv b'chrusan. In a case where you have a korban that you said harei olai, that you have a chiyav achrayis, no matter what happens to it, you have to bring another one. Chayiv. Then taki yechayiv, if there is a pasha of Aino. Why? Shani karu b'hem b'ashem v'chichesh. Then we dash in a posseg of b'ashem v'chichesh. So chayiv also means, if you steal it, and you swear false, there's no pasha here. Yeah. Where the case is that you're v'efkidon l'zeh, the kofa, you made somebody a shemer over it. And the person swore false, and then he was moida. So Charlie is he chayiv a korban shvu or not? So we're saying now, if the kodshim is chayiv achrusan, that's called like Eliyahu Yisroel. Therefore, there's a regular pasha of shomim on it. So if the shomim swore false, he has to bring a korban shvua. Why? So the first part says, because it says b'ashem v'chichesh. But v'shein a chayiv achrusan, if you have kodshim a korban, that you're not chayiv in achrayis, you just said harei zu olai. He just said, this behemoth is a korban eila. If anything happens to it, you're potter. So whether you're not chayiv b'chrusan, then you're potter. Then if you gave it to somebody to watch for you, and the shomer swore false, and then he admits, there's no pasha shvuas ha-shomerim. Why? A shvuas korban shvuah, shani korban ben, because I read by it, b'amisai v'chichesh. B'amisai in your friend v'chichesh, and he denied it. So Huri Marzakasha, just the opposite. Amalei kalpalaya, just the opposite. Like, whenever you dash in a pasuk by Misa v'chichesh, that's the swear there is a pasha kovin shvua. By your own friend, by another Yisrael, there the Torah says, if you swear false, and then you admit, you have a pasha to bring a korban shvua, but not by a korban. So how can you dash in now by kodshim, shein chayiv achrusan, from the pasuk by Misa v'chichesh? So I'm like, kalpilai is just the opposite. If chomestav, the swear is just the opposite, turn it around. Amalei, they said, back to me, so, is Samaya? Should I take out this brisa? Should I throw it out like? Amalei said, no, Amalei loy, no. Hochi koma, this is what the brisa means to say. Kodoshim shechayiv achrusan, if you have a kodshim, that you are chayiv achrayis, where you said, harei olai, you made like a nedra upon yourself, you have to bring a korban oila. So then you set aside one behemoth for the korban oila. Now, no matter what happens to it, you still have to bring it. And so, chayiv. Then if you give it to your friend to watch for you, and he swears false, he is a pasha of korban shvua. Why? The Yisrabo mi v'ashem v'chichesh. There's a riba from mi v'ashem v'chichesh, mashma certain kodshim has the pasha of korban shvua. But v'shein achayiv achrusay, in the case with this korban, you're not chayiv achrusan, then potter. Then there's no pasha of korban shvua. Why? The mayit mi v'amisa v'chichesh. Because then there's a mayit. The Pasuk says, when is there a pasha of you swear false on a pikadon? That you have to bring a korban shvua only mibayamisai, only by your friend, another Yisrael, but not shokotchim. We have a regular korban, that you're the owner of the korban, and you let somebody else watch it for you, and then he swears false to say that it was lost and really wasn't lost, he's potter from a korban shvua. So the kid says, that's good pshat in the Mishnah, like Rav Shimon. The kotchim that you're chayiv achrusan, if it's upon you to make sure it has to be brought, then it's called like yours. Therefore, there's a pasha of korban shvua. But if the kodshim yinat chayiv achrusan, it's not like yours, then there's no pasha of korban shvua. Reb Yehuda said on the end of the last Mishnah was, af ha-moiches sefer Torah. If somebody sells a sefer Torah to his friend, or else magolius, somebody sells diamonds, pearls, or else a behemah, you sell an animal to your friend. Ein lem I know, even though I charge you a tenth more, place more, I charge you a third more, I charge you more than a sixth, still there's no halacha of Aino. That's a view that will soon see what the svar is. Tanya will learn, the view of the Aino, af ha-moicha, sefer Torah, ein lo, ano. If somebody sold the Sefer Torah, no matter what price he charges, it's okay. Even though he's charging a tremendous amount, more than it's worth, still there's no parsha v'noah. Why? Lefi shein keitz l'domeho. There's no end to how much it's worth. A Sefer Torah is worth millions of millions. So no matter how much he charges you, it's okay. There's no parsha v'noah by Sefer Torah. There's no case to how much it's worth. The Sefer Torah has no value. There's no limit to it. Therefore, there's no parsha v'noah. There's no limit to how much it's worth. Tehemo magolis, what's the pshat if I sell you an animal or I sell you pearls? Ain't them I know. If they show them roitzel is davgon, because a person needs it to pair off. In other words, we're talking about somebody has a whole bracelet of pearls and he's missing one more pearl. So for him to get this one more pearl is worth a million. So even though you're charging a tremendous amount of money, it's worth it for the person. The same thing if a person has a good animal at home, a good ox that's doing work. So he has to pair it off, have another good ox to do work. If you get him a lazy ox, so the good ox will learn to be lazy. So it's worth it for you to pay a lot of money to get another good ox. So when you're buying it to pair it off, then no matter how much she charges you, it's okay. Okay, sir? If that's the svaros, everything should be the same way. Anytime you buy anything, you always, because you want it. So if you buy a pen, the reason why you're buying the pen is because you need it. The reason why you're buying the watch is because you need it. So that should be a svar for anything then. You never want to get, no matter how much he's charging you, it's worth it. The Yehuda says no. Hani chashibilei. Fahani lechashibilei. No, there's a svarah. These things are choshev. Rashi says, v'chobulei zivugan. It means a lot to you. Like if you have a bracelet here of pearls already, one more means tremendous to you. Therefore, you're willing to pay as much as he charges you. Hu adin abahema means a lot to get another good animal. But other things don't mean that much to you. Therefore, there's a svarah there that Torah is talking about the pasha of Noah, and now let it charge a sixth. Verses v'yat kamo, the current of Yehuda, that a Sefer Torah and the behema and Magolius, does not have a din of a sixth. But until how much are you allowed to sell it for? Omer Amem Ramayim said, ad kedei demeim. Until double the amount, 100% increase, you're allowed to charge. If it's worth 100, you're allowed to charge up to 200. Tani will learn to Yehuda b'mesei roimer. Af ha-moichesus, if somebody sells a horse, v'sayif, or a knife, v'chatitum, Rashi, that's a mogen, that's a shield, the Mokham in the middle of the war, and let me know, if a person sells you a shield that's worth $10, he charges $100, it's okay. Why? Because right now it's your life. By you buying the shield, you protect your life. It's worth for you $1 million right now. So therefore, even though he charges you twice as much as he wants, it's called worth it to you right now. There's no pasha, if I know. L'maisa, I don't think we pass on like a Yehuda though. L'maisa, we don't make a difference between Sefer Torah and Behemoth and Magogos. We don't hold from this svara. L'maisa, the Torah says, L'klug, there's a pasha of Enoah, they're not allowed to sell something for six more. Only like the Mishnah said before, Kakoyish, Doris, and Avodim, those are Yotzo Miklal Enoah. But everything else is a pasha of Enoah. Now the Mishnah says, Kishen, Shoino, Benekach, Omenkar. The same way when you sell and buy something, can't jip the person, is this a fraud, not to charge too much. When you talk to somebody, give somebody advice, and not only give them false advice, or you can't say bad things, you can't say things that hurt the person. You're not going to go into a store and ask the person, how much is this? And you don't have any intentions of buying it. You're fooling the man. By you going in and say, how much is this suit? The guy thinks, oh, I have a customer, he's going to buy my suit. And you have no intentions at all of buying it, that's an issa. There's an issa right north of Orem. You're fooling the person. You're not allowed to fool him with words either. Im hoyo bal tshuva, if the person was about tshuva, lo yomelo, you can't, so you're not allowed to say to the person, zechor ma'asecho rishonim, remember those bad averes that you did before. That's an isser of reinois devorim. You're saying words to him that hurt him. Im hu ben gerim, if he's a ger, lo yomelo, you're not allowed to say to him, zechor ma'asecho, remember the way your father the guy was. Shenemach, as the Pesuk says, v'ger lo yisoinu,